This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want to offer, you know, this uranium thing has resurfaced, which I like that. I'm waiting for Fast and Furious to resurface, too. But the fact that it's the uranium thing is not a bad thing if it's that before Fast and Furious. I'm going to give you one possibility as to why, one, we would sell uranium to somebody else besides ourselves, since, you know, uranium is a core product when it comes to making a nuclear weapon. And for those of you who have an axe to grind with Israel, just hear me out. I know some of you hate Israel. I worked with some of their people, with the IDF, so I see it purely from the lens of, you know, working with their soldiers. I consider them an ally. Yeah. Despite certain things. Because Israel could be the one ending up with the nuclear bombs dropped on it. See, here's the thing about Obama. Obama was very sympathetic for Iran. He liked to surround himself with Iranians. Think Valerie Jarrett. He had numerous meetings at the White House with members of the Muslim Brotherhood, and you start to get the picture. Then you look at Hillary Clinton's right-hand aide, Huma Abedin, whose family was intimately involved with the Brotherhood, and then you see more proof. Now, Clinton was always more about the money than any religious bent. But Obama hates and hated Israel. From the date of his inauguration, he went out of his way to demonstrate his fealty to Iran. And he's very disrespectful to Benjamin Netanyahu. He tried to influence that election. He tried to do exactly what the Democrats have been accusing the Russians of doing. He actually tried to do it. He fecklessly withdrew from Iraq. He had a bunch of botched attempts to rid the Middle East of its zookeepers in Libya. Zookeepers were those countries' leaders that had for generations kept the radical Muslim jihadists in check. He didn't like them, so he wanted to let loose the zoo. With the zookeepers gone, the Muslim Brotherhood could ascend from, and the assault on Israel could commence, which it did. In Egypt, with Mubarak gone, the terrorists started forming camps in the Sinai and digging dozens of tunnels into Israel from which terror attacks would spring. Egypt's El-Sisi dramatically overthrew the Brotherhood and confronted them. In Libya, after the U.S. bombed the country for months and Gaddafi was eventually killed, anarchy ensued, and four Americans were murdered. Libya is still a failed state because of that stupidity. But in Syria, Obama found a more determined opponent in Assad. And to this day, Assad still stands, although a good portion of that country is in shambles. As for Iraq, although it is more stable once again with American forces aiding, Iran is said to have established a foothold there. And that leaves Iran as the last best proxy to destroy Israel. Now, what do they need to make that happen? Why, some nuclear weapons, of course, but how could they make one without the foundation fuel, which is uranium? Give them some of ours! But that couldn't be done with a Craigslist post. It had to be under the cover of a legitimate business transaction with someone other than the Obama administration. So who would be the best scoundrel to accomplish this task? Well, pantsuit Clinton, of course. Why was she named Secretary of State anyway? It wasn't because of all that executive experience she didn't have. Enter Uranium One, a mining company with headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, owning one of the largest mining operations of United States uranium. Acquire them and you would have access to the mother load of uranium. So who bought Uranium One? Why was it for sale? Well, Rosatom, a Russian state-owned enterprise through its subsidiary, ARMZ, Uranium Holding, bought the company. Did anybody know that was for sale? Now, Clinton, being no fool when it comes to rackets, demanded some skin in the game from the buyers and sellers before she and Obama would approve the sale. The mafia got nothing on the Clintons. So the Russians began funneling money to the Clintons through speech fees and direct payments to the Clinton Foundation. Uranium One board members, the sellers, began forking over $145 million to the Clinton Foundation, and presto, the sale is approved. And funnier still was Obama simultaneously hashing out in secret a letter of understanding to allow, guess who, Iran to continue their nuclear reactor activity unsupervised, no inspectors allowed. Pretty good deal, huh? If you don't have any inspectors there, they don't know what's being delivered late at night, do they? No. Guess who led this on the Republican side of the Senate? One Bob Corker. He worked around the constitutional duty to approve. And hidden in all of this is the fact that Uranium One stock has been trading for as low as 10 cents a share just a few years before. The price of the stock when sold with the purchase of the company valued at $3.1 billion, the share price was about $7. That's a pretty nice markup and a very serious return on their investment in the Clinton Foundation. And the Obama Justice Department quashed an active FBI investigation into the scandal through two terms of office, in office. And do you remember those billions of dollars that Obama released to the Iranians? Somewhere in the neighborhood of $33 billion? Was there anything that Obama would not do to further Iran's goals? And now we find that Rosatom has, through Canada, where Uranium One was headquartered, shipped yellow cake uranium out of our country without a license to do that. Also on Obama's watch. Where did this yellow cake uranium finally end up once it left our country and most likely shipped to Russia? Well, they're saying it went to Iran. There was enough cake that went there for more than 10 nuclear weapons. And they're calling it the 11th hour gift by the outgoing Obama administration to Tehran's leadership to keep the country, which on Sunday was involved in yet another shooting incident with a U.S. destroyer, contempt, and compliant with the Obama landmark. The one that has now been decertified by President Trump. So, the AP reported that Iran is to receive a huge shipment of natural uranium from Russia to compensate it for exporting tons of reactor coolant. And that move was approved by the outgoing U.S. administration and other governments seeking to keep Tehran committed to the landmark nuclear pact. Now, the mullahs in Iran eagerly anticipate an apocalypse leading to the reappearance of the 12th Imam or Mahdi, who will then establish a global caliphate leading to a perfect world. And if they are on the receiving end of the Uranium One ore, they might end up with the means to bring about at least the first step of the prophecy and target the first of their little Satans, which would be Israel, next door to their client in Damascus. Just something for you to consider. This administration, Obama's administration, was criminal. Absolutely criminal. Some of these things that have happened with North Korea and now with Iran, this all precipitates war. There's being weak on the one hand. There's aiding and abetting on the other. So, and I've got another spin for you when we get back. Another take on things. I've been waiting to say this stuff since the weekend, and, couldn't help that the floods, the rains came. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry about that. Although now maybe something will get done. I've got another issue going on, but that's all beside the point. All beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. For those of you that have never served in the military, you should never be surprised when you find out that we have servicemen abroad and that some of them have been killed. You should never be surprised by that. You should not. You also, when you hear these stories like about the bereaved widow of the Spec Ops sergeant who was killed when Trump tried to call her his widow. There is no way to give closure to someone that just lost their husband or a loved one no matter what the relation was. And one of the problems about being a special ops soldier is that some of the missions that you go on are somewhat special. And there may be certain details due to the classified nature of what you do that can never come out. So, yes, the Pentagon will control things like whether or not you can see that body. And that's horrible. And that's the nature of the job. That is the nature of the job. There's certain things that happen within the military. I had a clearance of a certain type. That there's certain things that actually did happen in the military that I never, ever, ever get to talk about. And I've been out of it for 27 years. And nobody's ever contacted me and said, hey, all that stuff you did, you can talk about it now. I have to take it with me. That's how you get that clearance. You get that clearance by being trustworthy. And that means that you, once you get out, you don't get out there and say, well, now I'm out of the Army now. They got my uniforms, they got my boots, and I can just blab. No, that's not how that plays. So, in Niger, we have 1,000 troops, four of which got killed on October the 4th. Why do we have them in this desolate region of Western Africa, which is one of the world's least developed nations? Our mission there is supporting the French-led and the African troops in the campaign to throw ISIS and the terrorists, the radicals, those who foment instability and murder and mayhem off their stride. Until 1958, landlocked Niger was a French colony bordered by oil-rich Libya to the north, oil-rich Nigeria to the south. Niger has far less oil than its neighbors, but has good reason to be fought over, both for territory and one key resource. France gets 75% of their electricity from nuclear reactors. And that year, France dramatically increased its military forces. Now, this all came out in 2013, in Niger to protect their uranium mines. The terrorists that attacked the Americans and killed the four special operations operators, is that even a way to put that, the four soldiers, were driven off minutes later by French fighter jets that came in and started strafing them. 80% of the Niger citizens do not know that their country's northern desert has uranium. And it has the world's fifth largest recoverable uranium reserve, some 7% of the global total. A handful of uranium mines account for roughly a third of all of their exports and supply a third of France's reactor fuel and possibly the key ingredients for their nuclear weapons as well. So no wonder France and the American allies are willing to pay a price to keep these radioactive isotopes flowing, avoid terrorist disruptions, and prevent Islamists from seizing this potential source of A-bomb material. They wouldn't even have to make an A-bomb. They can just pull the stuff out, put it in a nice, petrol bomb, as they would call it, and pop a dirty bomb, and just let the stuff spread. It wouldn't be that big of a thing, but it would be very, very bad. France is not the only uranium mine investor in Niger. China also reportedly has committed to investing $300 million and owns a 37% share of the Azalik mine, along with the Niger government, plus one other Chinese and one Korean investor in a joint partnership called Somina. Obama sent U.S. military forces to Niger in 2013, apparently to support the French buildup to protect their vital uranium mines from Islamists. This month it cost us four lives. Now, did they also die to defend a communist Chinese uranium mine, a potential source of China's nuclear weapons? That's one thing I'd like to find out. I would like to find that part out. But it's ironic that the Obama administration, which gave Russia 20% of the American uranium reserves and allowed his Secretary of State to pocket $145 million from the deal, was also willing to put the lives of American troops on the line to defend France's and communist China's uranium. The question to be asked here is a very simple one, actually. Do we help China? Or do we allow the Islamists to get it? Which, there is no good answer there. There is no good answer there. I find it interesting, the relationship we have with China. Because I'm looking at my iPhone right now. That was made in China. Now, Foxconn is coming over here. And they might start making iPhones over here in the United States. But this one I got here, this one came from China. Everyone before it came from China. So, We buy all kinds of things from China. They hold all kinds of dollars, and at the same time, we're sitting around fretting over whether or not we're aiding and abetting communist China. Which communist China is not really communist anymore. I don't know how I would put their little hybrid that they have going on. I know they still have the Red Star. I know they still have all this other stuff. But, I mean, China is, you know, a lot of people going to China. A lot of people going to China. A lot of American expats in China. A lot of American Americans have married Chinese and moved over there. I know a few myself. And they are all very well-to-do. Some of these are, I mean, we're talking billionaires. Billionaires. They give away Mercedes for, you know, tips, that kind of thing. So it's more of a question mark for me than a sitting back going, they're a communist. The other thing to consider is that currently the way things are going, in about 30 years, we're going to be coming in third behind China and India economically. How does a communist country beat out a capitalist country economically? So it's not purely communist. I don't know what I would call what they call it. I don't know what they would say. I'm sure militarily they would consider themselves communist. I know that they have a lot of human atrocities when it comes to things like law enforcement and stuff. But what do we call their system? Because it's not pure communism. But that's why those soldiers died, was because we're trying to keep uranium out of the hands of ISIS. This is what happens when you have treaties with countries in Europe. We have to go where they go. This is the nature of NATO. But there's sort of a, you know, if you were looking for sort of a little overlay as to why that might have happened. There you go. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about, I heard that Jeff Flake, who was going to lose anyway, the Trump effect is in, and apparently he's saving people some money because he's just going to not seek re-election. Trump effect is in full effect. We're going to talk about the failure of the flunkies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I want to apologize for the way I sound. I have been getting increasingly congested, and that is due to where I live. I found that out the other day, too. Just keeps getting better and better. Every human institution in the United States today is essentially a reboot of high school. I don't know if you've ever looked at it that way. Within the political scene, the never-Trumpers are convinced that they are the cool kids, the clique to be in, despite being the chess club of American politics. They aren't the cool kids. They're geeks. They haven't won a tournament in years, and more importantly, they're the freaking chess club. We normals, we were just the regular members of the student body who had lives and after-school jobs and girlfriends and who don't care about the dorks paddling their resume with the student body presidencies, or in this case, the jobs at the Eagle Liberty Council for Freedom. Except now, we normals have been forced to pay attention because the would-be in-crowd has been so totally messing things up that there's no real choice but to get involved in the campus activity and burn down the whole doggone schoolhouse. And Trump is the torch, and the Frito Cons and the chess club are panicking because when the school goes up in flames, so does their identity and their meal ticket. But they brought all of this on themselves. You can't get an F after F after F without eventually clunking out. What have these fools achieved? The clowns they support in Congress can't even repeal Obamacare. Can we look at that and say, hey, look, Bill Kristol, the people that you want to that you say are the good guys, can't even get together on something they campaigned for 7 years to do, 8 years to do, whatever. That should have been a total no-brainer, and therefore that should have been right up their alley. But we're sick of being looked down upon and exploited by a bunch of people who, if this was a movie, would be played by James Spader, except Trainwreck 2017 James Spader, not Los Schwab 1986 James Spader. You know, James Spader used to be cool. So that makes Bill Kristol the Nepo Con Ducky. If Ducky was a less cool, backstabbing, deep state-loving weasel trying to sell Molly Ringwald a cabin in one of his crappy cruises. So in place of trying to earn respect by demonstrating competence, they've chosen to try to dust this into submission. Enter George W. Bush. He decided to go all mean girls in a speech that insulted his former supporters while delighting the left, and therefore the never-Trumpers. And now, if you read W.'s speech on paper, every word of it about bigotry being bad is true. But to give speeches in context, and here the context is the decades of leftists and their media poodles falsely accusing the normals of racism and bigotry. So when W. adopted that language, he also knowingly or negligently adopted the narrative. The former newspaper and current brochure known as the L.A. Times crowed, in stunning attack, George W. Bush rebukes Trump, suggesting he promotes falsehoods and prejudice. So, by extension, we, the supporters of this Trump guy, are therefore, you see what was going on. You get the picture. That is, if you're not being willfully obtuse, like the Frito-Cons, who were delighted that Bush decided to break his 16 years of super-principled silence in the face of liberal attacks to slander the very people who had voted for him and defended him. If being principled means letting leftists use you like a slit trench, then trashing the people who had your back to please the people using you like a slit trench, you can keep your damned principles, Georgie. That performance was inexcusable, and I get he's still mad that we told Jeb to go act, get out. But here's a newsflash. We don't owe the Bushes another chance any more than we owe one to the Clintons. Either Bush was intentionally utilizing this leftist narrative to launch a passive-aggressive attack on the very people who supported and defended him, or he was negligent by not anticipating that his speech would be taken in exactly the way it was taken, as an attack on the very people who supported and defended him. Either way, you, former President Bush, you owe us normals an apology. Now, of course, the chess club came out in fussy force after the speech in response to the pushback against Bush's cattiness. Why wouldn't you be offended unless you were secretly convinced in your heart that you were some kind of a racist, they hissed. Because no one has ever been offended by being falsely accused of something. And never in all of human history has a speaker insulted people without expressly using their name. This is amateur hour gaslighting, boys. I wonder if... do you think it fools anyone? It fools exactly zero people. Even though nobody said I'm not a bigot, Bush and his buddies implicitly accusing me or you of bigotry by adopting that slanderous leftist narrative have convinced me that I should once again trust them as leaders of the conservative movement. For some reason, no. And this is why we despise you Frito-Cons. Like Bush, who has junior Klan members he wants the normals to support someday, they won't come out and trash the normals directly. Bush got elected on normals votes, and Skippy Bush and Buffy Bush and Thornton Bush III will all need normals votes down the road. So he'll try to get his snippy cheerleader digs in on the guy who humiliated his family without fully burning that bridge. But once again, we're woke. And Conservative Inc. can't thread the needle anymore. The problem for them is that we now know where their loyalty really lies. Bush and the rest had a choice between us and their Yale, Harvard, wherever skull and bonesy fellow travelers. And that choice was easy. And at the end of the day, the politics give way to elitist courtesy. And Bush will sit giggling with Obama and Clinton before he dirties himself by associating with the guy we chose over senior. So please clap now. They hold us in contempt, but the thing is now the student body's paying attention, and we hold the chess club, the student council, the cheerleaders, and all the little stereotype suck-ups in contempt right back. And there are a lot more of us, and the establishment hasn't really learned anything. Their members keep thinking that if they can just be a little more insulting, a little more condescending, we'll finally learn our place, which they contend is at their feet, forking over our lunch money. And if there's a leftist narrative, the gang of salon-approved pseudo-cons is going to sign on. So when it's a competition between a hero like Kelly and a leftist Democrat who looks like the result of a Huggy Bear hooking up with Anna Navarro, well, word on the street is they're with her. The chess club cons are just mad that we didn't invite them to the prom. They're particularly mad at who we crowned prom king. They tried to sabotage it, but no one remembered the pig blood, and instead they stayed home and watched their pals on MSNBC securing their principles and their virginity. How do they see this ending? Do they see us somehow coming crawling back to them begging, please, Mr. Crystal, please give us some of your guidance. We need you. Now where do I sign up for a cabin? I heard David Brooks and Brett Stevens will be giving a talk about how the Second Amendment should be repealed on Alito deck and that they're serving complimentary Zeman screw top Chardonnay. Do you think once Trump is out of office after 8 years or less, if they manage to pull off some sort of deep state coup in conjunction with the liberals they prefer to us, that we're just going to quit? Do you think that? Can you truly imagine conservative ink gets to start back up again when we come to our senses and get unwoke? Do they think they've got a path to victory where victory is really just our submission to their little prissy dictates? The future with the establishment in charge is turmoil and catastrophe, and we pass. So here's the thing, punks. You don't get to win. You don't. You're finished. The Republican Party's changed, and it's changed because of you, not despite you. The fact is that people like you and people like Bush are some of the greatest reasons that we have Trump. You managed to combine unearned self-guard, condescension, corruption, and a total inability even to perform the most basic of tasks of governance into one pompous, annoying package. We're done with you, Frito-cons, because you guys suck. So stop trying to make Never Trump happen. It's not going to happen. You guys are smoked. You don't know it. That's the saddest thing about the Frito-cons. They don't know how smoked they are. But we do. W, you know, I supported you. I backed you. I'm done with you. I'm tired of you. Jeb was the worst of the lot. Spent $125 million and can't poll at 4%. Loser. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And tomorrow night, we'll be joined by Dean Weingarten, who we're getting this from his desk tonight, but we'll be joined by him second hour to discuss just exactly this. Lots of conspiracy theories. I know the last time I talked to you that I said it was okay to have them, but they're all over the internet concerning this Las Vegas murder. And one thing about it, this Las Vegas shooting, rather, mass murder, and we don't have enough information yet, and I know we don't have enough information yet, and I understand why we don't, but it's still, I'm just sitting around going, why do we have all of this stuff coming up? Lots of theories and their rationales, and they range from the absurd, such as a 64-year-old man could not have moved 10 bags up to his room alone, to somewhat sophisticated analysis of cell phone recordings that claim to find evidence of two shooters, which I find so funny. I have not seen any convincing evidence that requires a conspiracy to explain the mass murder. You can use Occam's razor to pare down the theories. That is, when given two explanations, the preference should be given to the simpler, less complicated version. For any incident, a very imaginative mind can create an infinite variety of logically consistent explanations, but only one is true, and it is usually going to be the least complicated. Now, I might, for as an example, I might walk out the door. I might walk out the window. I might walk out the door without my mobile phone. Simple explanation is that the human mind is complicated and imperfect, and I forgot to put my mobile phone in a pocket. A complicated explanation would be that unknown government agents distracted me with fake bird sounds and a loud car outside of my door just as I was about to pick up my phone. And they knew the timing required by monitoring my movements through the camera in my computer. And they needed me to leave the phone to access it as to substitute a phone with sophisticated tracking devices embedded in it. I do have a pretty good imagination. There have always been conspiracy theories, and the human mind is designed to notice patterns and assign causal relationships. And it works for us most of the time, but sometimes the mind creates causality, which where it does not exist, especially for unusual, complicated, important events that threaten our sense of well-being or safety. Or, you know, the standard explanation is that conspiracy theories serve a psychological need to deny reality. So from ReviewJournal.com, University of Massachusetts Professor Kirby Farrell is a regular contributor to Psychology Today and the author of a 2015 book about America's fascination with rampage killings. He prefers the term conspiracy fantasies, not theories. He said the need to invent or to believe elaborate and often unprovable explanations for attacks like the one in Las Vegas is rooted in fear and avoidance. It is an attempt to sanitize or wish away the inexplicable violence that overtakes certain individuals. Conspiracy fantasies are a kind of sophisticated game people play to prop it up or reinforce denial. But there's more to it than that. In the last 20 years, a number of technological advances and the resulting social changes have accelerated the tendency and motivation to create conspiracy theories. First, we have found that real conspiracies have existed and they have been effective. Hitler did create fake attacks against Germans to justify the invasion of Poland. The U.S. government used mafia proxies to attempt the assassination of Fidel Castro. The Russian government used sophisticated devices to assassinate political opponents in the West. The common knowledge of real conspiracy is magnified by the prominence given to the concept in movies and TV shows. Consider Enemy of the State, or Conspiracy Theory, or JFK, or go a little further back to Mission Impossible. Second, the public is often lied to by the government, and some of those lies have been exposed. Lyndon Johnson became famous for lying about the Gulf of Tonkin episode. Obama lied about you can keep your plan. James Comey lied about any real intention to investigate Hillary. The federal government did sanction sales of AK clones to Mexican drug cartels. And then there's black operations, which are known to exist, and by nature they are not widely publicized. I know people involved in black ops, or were involved. Black ops existence has been widely touted. And fourth, over the last 20 years, the establishment media has been repeatedly caught in lying, creating false narratives, cover-ups, and they are blatantly partisan. The Paula Jones story was spiked by major media before it was outed by Matt Drudge. The misdeeds of Harvey Weinstein were covered up by his media pals for decades. Dan Rather was caught using fake documents in an attempt to throw the 2004 presidential election to the Democrats. All of that has eroded trust in government, in whatever they say, and in media sources. Then, fifth, there are the real rewards for someone who can prove a real conspiracy. The people who prove the falseness of the Rathergate documents are still tattered on the internet for the heroes that they are. Kodria and Vanderbo. David Kodria and Mike Vanderbo have been lauded for their work in exposing Fast and Furious. Sixth, there are the real rewards for putting out semi-plausible sounding conspiracy theories. The site will gather millions of hits. In today's internet world, that means a lot, and much advertising revenue if it creates a plausible-sounding theory that is difficult to disprove. And that happens at the speed of Wi-Fi waves and electrons transmitted by wire. The access to massive data from thousands of mobile phones and sensors gives citizen investigators enormous resources to pick and create plausible scenarios. And the lack of data is more grist for the mill. A conspiracy theorist claimed the lack of data is significant. Why haven't we seen this video, for example? That's trumpeted as evidence of a conspiracy when the video may not exist. Or there are perfectly valid reasons why it's not been made public. And we will not see an end to conspiracy theories. We must live with them. But we should all be seeking objective truth. Internet investigations have shown their worth, and I would be careful about spreading unproven theories and to investigate facts for themselves. Be skeptical. Be careful. Remember Occam's razor and the other rules of logic. Don't accept a theory just because you like it or because it validates your politics. The truth is going to come out, and it will take time, and it may make you look bad. I was sent something on a text today, and I had to call a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, and I had to. He was telling me that he had been told that there were so many millions of military that had been deputized for November the 4th. And I called him up and I said, that's about 2.5 million more than are actually in uniform today. That number that you were given. Then I was told he heard that $25 million had been spent on weapons for Black Lives Matter by Soros. Well, there's supposed to be 800,000 Black Lives Matter members. So they're, what are they buying? They're buying like, help, somebody help me with my math. Are they buying a $350 weapon there at $25 million? Is that what that works out to? Because that's not much of a weapon if you divvy it up among 800,000 people. Where are they going to attack? That was my other question. Will it be the big cities where they already, you know, hold sway? So who in the end will the black, will Black Lives Matter depose the leftists? Yeah. They're not going to take over Texas. They're not going to take over any of the, you know, any of the southeastern states. No, it's not going to happen. They'll be able to take over these other states where they don't have, where they've disarmed the citizenry, but they're not going to be able to terrorize certain areas. So I'm sitting back and I'm listening to what he's telling me. And first thing I say was, well, you know, mathematically that's just impossible. But you're, everything you're telling me, if it is true, is that a bad thing if they go take over New York City, if they depose Bill de Blasio and, you know, what's the guy's name? Villabarosa, the mayor of L.A., and Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. If they go take on those municipalities, are we really losing? It seems like the leftists might have created something they can no longer control. Hmm? We got hour number three coming up. We're going to talk about what you should do with a carjacker and a few other things. Just, you know, just because you need to know that kind of stuff. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.